Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Jeremy's the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Well, last time we were kind of getting into this whole subject of internet privacy, which is there's been so much talk about that lately, or lack of internet privacy. And I came across an article in the New York Times said, I downloaded the information that Facebook has on me. Yikes.
Yeah.
My first thought on this, he said the first line is Brian X. Chen is the author. When I downloaded a copy of my Facebook data last week, how do you do that? I didn't know you could do that. Or that it was as easy to do as apparently that it is.
Yeah, and basically you just go into your Facebook profile and go to settings, and then it'll kind of go into where on the privacy settings you click on that, and then it will say, you know, get what you want, you know, location history, and check out your privacy and download there.
So, settings.
Yep, go to your settings and then privacy settings underneath your settings there.
And then you just go step by step through that. But he apparently got quite a bit of information back.
Yes.
And the thing he was most concerned about, he said about there were 500 advertisers apparently that had information on him. My thing would be, I'm surprised there's not more than that.
You know, well, and that's just with, you know, you're surprised there, but that's just through his Facebook application. So then, you know, if you can do the kind of the same thing through, let's say, if you are a Chrome user, okay, so that Chrome is a Google product and or a Google application. So, or if you're a phone and you're an Android user, or even on an iOS, an iPhone operating system device, you know, you can go into your settings on your phone or on your tablet, and under there's a personal information and privacy setting there, and usually under there is some type of ads setting in that sense. When you go to those, there's an option for what they call an opt-out of ads personalization. Mm. So there might still be ads that you're going to have. You know, everyone's going to be getting ads of wherever you are, wherever you're browsing, ads are going to be on there. But the thing that's different is on the personalization of those ads.
So, but it's possible to opt out of the targeting.
Opt out of the ad personalizations is where you would want to opt out of that.
Then, and that's under settings. You would find that under settings.
Yeah. You would just go to your settings on any of your devices, and then under personal information and privacy settings, you'll see a whole list of things that, you know, the ad settings and some other personal settings and privacy settings. So if you haven't done so, it's always a good thing to kind of monitor those personal information and privacy settings.
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator. Yeah. Now, they said that Facebook retains a tremendous amount of information, even when you delete it, that they still have it. So explain that.
Yeah, so I mean, even if like you deactivate your account, okay, and you don't want to say, people, you hear all the time say, I'm taking a sabbatical from Facebook, social medias. And so if they delete their account, you know, Facebook, yes, I think holds on to it. And they, again, it's those fine disclaimers that they have that you should always read the fine print.
Oh,
you
know, it's a lot of fine print.
It is a lot of fine print, but yes, they do retain that data. They retain your profile for a certain amount of time, and that way, if you do come back to it, they track some of that information.
Said he, the writer of this New York Times article, said he had deleted 100 people from his friends list over 14 years, including ex-girlfriends and what have you, and they still had that information.
Yep, they track that information, that those friends that you have and had.
Now, you said there was you have someone that you had looked into that has some tips.
Yeah, so I would recommend, just based out of, you know, everything that we've been hearing about, do a search, and do a Google search, you know, but do a search, whatever web browser you use and whatever search engine you use, but just do a how to prevent data collection. Okay. And you're going to have a few options out there. And, you know, the idea of turning off or looking at your personal information settings and stuff like that, that's going to be on there. But then also it'll give you some tips on, for example, let's use one that's called myshadow.org. And it's a one that protect your online tracking. And there's things out in there that will help you out. There's a link that you'll see from, and these are all pretty recent. One was from beginning of March, from a windowsreport.com. And it gives you it's a quick little, here's a five tips of how to prevent or help, you know, with your online tracking and of the data being collected, you know, so just best practices. So I would recommend just doing a search on, you know, how to prevent data collection or my data collection.
Okay, great.
That would be a good thing.
Jeremy, good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator, business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.